This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. Shortages of infant formula because of supply chain issues and contamination continues to impact families. Now, the latest formula recall includes two brands, and these are linked to Chicago-based Abbott Laboratories. And this recall is affecting children who have special dietary needs. Chicago Sun-Times investigative reporter Lauren Fitzpatrick joins me to talk about this a little bit more. Good morning, Lauren.
Hello. Good morning.
Tell us a little bit more about this latest recall. What's involved?
So the latest recall involves potential contamination from two harmful kinds of bacteria in some Abbott formulas. One's a chronobacter and the other one you would know as botulism. North Suburban Abbott says no products were found to be contaminated with the botulism. There was a voluntary recall of 53 products announced at the end of July. And then on August 10th, about 35 more products were added to the recall list, things like Pediasure Harvest and Ensure Harvest. I want to add, though, that the recall did extend beyond Abbott products.
Who exactly is affected by this recall?
That's what's different from the earlier formula recall that folks may have heard about in February. Unlike that one, which was for infant formula for babies under 12 months, this one impacts older babies and children, particularly children who are in feeding tubes. And for them, this is the food that keeps them alive.
So, Lauren, you spoke with a couple of families and they had to find food alternatives for their children because of this recall. And what did they tell you about what they're going through?
I got to meet Jalen Oliva, who is 12. She lives in South Chicago with her mom, and Zane Nagoski, who is 5 and lives in Joliet with his grandparents. Both of these kids have had feeding tubes in their stomach since they were babies, because they can't swallow, and both are also nonverbal. Their families found out about the recall because formula that they had had scheduled to be delivered in August just didn't show up. So both the families call the hospital. They call La Rabida Children's Hospital. They had both had stashes for emergencies, but it turned out that their stashes had been recalled too. So it just set off a scramble to find food. And La Rabida was able to help, but that meant that the Nagoskis had to drive 2 hours, about 90 miles round trip, you know, to and from Joliet for a few days worth of formula.
Are there risks involved with changing food for kids like this who have special dietary needs?
One of the big risks is can be allergies. And Jalen particularly has a couple of food allergies, a couple of big ones. So her choices were really limited. Zane has some additional digestive conditions that make him vomit a lot.
You spoke about the Nagoski family having to make this 90-mile drive to La Rabida Hospital so they could get food for their child, Zane. And I'm sure the Nagoskis are not the only family to show up there. How did staff at La Rabida Hospital respond to this crisis?
They sprang to action at La Rabida. I spoke with Robin Felton, who manages the clinical nutrition department there, and she described the crying phone calls, the panicky phone calls, at least one family who just drove to the hospital and showed up unannounced looking for help. Robin had her dietary staff go through patients' paper files to identify all of their patients using any of the affected formula, and then they made phone calls to families they hadn't heard from already to make sure that they would have something safe to give to their kids, and then raided their own stash closet of formula samples so that they could buy a few days for these families who then needed to wait for their substitutes to be delivered.
Lauren Fitzpatrick is an investigative reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you.